As the lava flow from Kilauea's Pu'u'o'o vent continues to creep through Puna near Pahoa, Hawaii County officials are facing a series of decisions. A major one concerns roads. The major access route into Lower Puna is State Highway 130. If the lava continues, it will likely cross the highway. Hawaii County Civil Defense Director Daryl Olivera spoke about one contingency under consideration.
Closing the road may take place in advance of the road being actually inundated by lava. If it was to take its path as forecasted and approach Highway 130, there would be some decision and obviously consulting with HVO and all the players, but a decision made to close the road prior to it actually being inundated by the flow. A lot of that would be based on the hazards preceding the flow, such as fire and smoke and any hazardous conditions, methane explosions, and we'd make sure that we'd be communicating that to the community early on so that they can anticipate it, adjust their plans, but just as importantly is that we'd be opening the railroad avenue so that they could familiarize themselves with that road, get accustomed to any changes in commute times and routes so they can be better prepared if and when we do close the road.
Chief Olivera says if they close the highway and if it's safe, the county might open a lava viewing area near Highway 130.
We see that as maybe an opportunity to support the public having access and experiencing the lava flow.
The lava flow over Apa'a Street has cooled on top. That's allowing state and county workers to test various road materials that might be used on Highway 130 if it gets overrun. Federal workers, part of the FEMA disaster response, are also on the scene, trying out steel planks as another possible solution. From Hawaii Island, this is Sherry Bracken for Hawaii Public Radio.